This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. So we all experienced record low temperatures for nearly 2 weeks. Pipes froze, heaters couldn't keep up, and we worried about our plants. Some may suffer, while others may thrive. A recent article by MinnPost reporter Greta Call reports that Matt Russell, an associate professor and extension specialist at the University of Minnesota's Department of Forest Resources, said they have adaptations that allow them to survive the winter, and some even benefit from the extended cold. Those trees that drop their leaves stop the water in the leaves from freezing. Evergreen needles have a coating called chitin to help lock in moisture. But there's something else that could be very good for our ash trees. Emerald ash borer has killed tens of millions of ash trees, and it continues to be on the move. But here's the good thing. Russell says at 20 degrees below zero, 50% of EAB larvae die. At 30 below, that number goes up to 95%. That's a big wahoo. While our pipes were bursting, those nasty larvae were freezing to death. Oh, and there's more. Japanese beetles, those nasty things, also don't like the Arctic cold. These beetles feed on crops, fruit trees, birch, elm, and a whole ton of other plants, as many of us know. Japanese beetle larvae go underground in the winter, but if the soil moisture drops to 32 degrees for 2 months, Minnesota State climatologist Pete Boulay says those grubs die. So maybe the polar vortex was worth it. We'll see. I have more information and a link to the full article at gardenbite.com. Don't you just love seeing a bright red cardinal in winter? So do the folks at Gertens. They provide the freshest, cleanest, quality blends of Meadow Ridge Farms birdseed, bagged daily at their Minnesota mill. No fillers, only flavor for the birds. Available in-store or online at gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.